You know, it's Grifton singing when they, Grifton season, when they bring out the white George Floyd. The Griff Report starts right now.
2-1, boom. Hotep Jesus.
Of all the Jesuses I know, he's the Hotepiest. Social scientist and YouTube host, Hotep Jesus.
How the fuck do you get a name like Hotep Jesus?
He's the one and only Hotep Jesus.
Ryan Sharp, better known to the world as Hotep Jesus.
Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus?
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Somebody said, what do you think you are, some kind of Hotep Jesus?
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
Like, ooh, that's sexy. Yes, I do think I'm Hotep Jesus.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are in the world, and welcome to the Griff Report, live Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, the Griff God.
Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus?
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Hotep to the chat. Hotep to the Hotep of Stannies.
Hotep.
Halima's in the house.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
What up, Halima? Miss you, miss you, miss you. Hope all is well. Hopefully Trudeau is treating you well. Shout out Hotep CPA, Haram Life. Haram Life was at the Grifties. Haram Life was at the Grifties. Official, well, I should say unofficial, official press release has been released. Did I show this to you guys yet? No, I didn't, because I just published this last night. Shout out to Leah. Let's get this on the screens. Let's get this on the screens. So we did some shuffling around as far as personnel is concerned. Mike has moved into my personal manager position. So Mike is my direct handler now. Shout out to Fresh Mike. He's got 90 days to make his shake or he's fired. Leah, we moved Leah. She happens to have a degree in PR, in public relations. So we've moved her to PR, which I think was a brilliant decision. She wrote this wonderful press release here. For the Grifties, so this is the unofficial official. The only reason why I say it's the unofficial official is because it's missing our sponsors. We do want to make sure that when the press release goes out to the newswire that our sponsors are mentioned in that. It's part of the package deal. It's part of being a sponsor of the Grifties. With that being said, shout out to the only real sponsor we had this year, Dropkick Copy. Shout out to Dropkick Copy and Bill Aziz. These are my homies out in Dubai who basically said, bro, I really don't care about sponsoring an event. I just want to support you. He didn't care whether he got clicks to his website or no. He's like, I believe in Hotep Jesus. I believe in the Hoteps. I believe in Hotep Nation. I love the vision of the Grifties. And he threw us some bread to be a sponsor. It's just like a matter of formality. It was just a matter of formality. He would have given us the money even if there wasn't a sponsor. Hopefully next year our community does better. But I say our community, I mean everybody that's not a leftist, any corporation who's not bitch made, will come in and sponsor. Some of the sponsors we spoke to that did not sponsor was Minds. Minds chose not to sponsor. Timcast IRL chose not to sponsor the Grifties. We'll reach out next year and see if they have a change of heart. But I would like to shame them now for not sponsoring one of the greatest events to ever happen in the history of mankind. Shame on you, Tim Pool. All that money. And you ain't throw the Hoteps none. I'm going to have to schedule an interview over there at Timcast and tell him to his face, bro, you slipping, cuz. Anyway, shout out to Rudy the Vet. Strong Dad in the chat. Protocol in the house. What up, Protocol? So the Grifties are out. You can go watch that at patreon.com/hoteps. Been told you. That is, as you can see here on your screen, it's going to give you access to over 173 episodes of Hotep's Been Told You 2.0. you don't have to get the VIP. You can get the regular, which is $5. Now we'll give you access to all 2 hours of the Grifties. You can hit that link in the description box below or type in patreon.com/hoteps. Been told you. Shout out to the squad putting that together. Shout out to Nerd Nash. I want to continue to thank people that were able to participate in our wonderful event called the Grifties, our wonderful award show, and Nerd Nash for stepping up and being a part of that. Not only that, it was funny because we had scripts written for people. And shout out to the team that wrote the scripts. Protocol, I know he helped write some of the script. I know Mike wrote some of it as well, if not most of it. And Nerd, he sent me a text message. He was like, bro, I'm in, but I ain't reading this script. I'm going to write my own.
Oh, this is a real hotel, brother.
And that's what he did. And I got to tell you, I was floored, absolutely blown away. Did a phenomenal job. Phenomenal, phenomenal job. He's really got it together. So, yeah, shout out to Nerd, nerdnash.com. Don't forget, tonight, Hotep's been told you, tonight, when Uncle Hotep, do remember, we'll be back with another episode of Hotep's Been Told You, so tune in tonight, 8 p.m., with the Black Twitter Report, sponsored by nerdnash.com. Okay? We got our first super on our way to our goal. Gang, 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 that is all. Shout out to Cassius Cam. Real quick, just to let y'all know, as I adjust some of the screens here, Cassius Cam did release a high-intensity interval training workout yesterday. Unleashed that bad boy on menoforder.com. And today, we were able to update that with the video. So there's no confusion or discrepancies. If you go to the blog, you scroll down. Wait, sorry. Let's go to the blog. Here it is. Cassius Cam's workout of the day. If you scroll down, you'll see we now have the video in there, and the video is going to give you a demonstration of the exercises in there. So we're going to start off with the battle ropes. You got the farmer walks. You got your medicine ball slams. You got your kettlebell swings, the fast feet, and of course the plyo push-ups. This is the Men of Water Cassius Cam workout of the day. Get your grind on. Make sure y'all hitting the gym. Okay? I need all Hoteps to be apocalypse ready. Okay? Said Cam and Strong Daddy gonna force you to find a better gym. Yeah, if they ain't got all the stuff that Cassius Cam says you need for his workouts, you got to find a new gym. You got to find a new gym. Cool. All right. Shout out to my Rumblers. I see my Rumblers over there. What up, KK over there in the Rumble? Let's see how long those links stay up. I know they don't allow advertising at Rumble, but, I don't know their reasoning, so I won't criticize them until I hear their reasoning. And then they will feel the wrath of Hotep Nation if they are in the wrong. But in the meantime, maybe it makes sense. You know, who knows? What? Just seen one of the worst takes ever pop up on my screen. Oh, my God. All right, where do I want to start today off? I think I want to start today off with some big brain shit, and then we'll get into the Kyle Rittenhouse stuff. What else do we got in the bag? Let's take a look and see what we got in the bag. We got the Kyle Rittenhouse stuff here. We have more absurdities from TPUSA. We got Tupac with a MAGA hat on. We may or may not get into that. Who knows how much I run my mouth today. We got woke right being just blatantly wrong and just feminine. Got Chinese people dropping handbooks on CBDCs. Not sure what we'll get into, but I know where I want to start. I want to start right here. Let me put this on your screen. Now, I tweeted this out 11:52 a.m. Should be self-explanatory, but maybe it's not. You know, I sometimes, you know, you don't know if people can read into the things that you say. And sometimes I don't provide clarity because, well, I prefer people to think as opposed to providing clarity for clicks and all that stuff, right? So I said the greatest tool of colonization is social media. Few will get this, others will be triggered, and the rest will be intrigued. Now, I love using trigger words in my tweets. It's quite fascinating what works and what does not. I could have used a different word than colonization, but I know that the red whites hate that term because they've been inundated with it in their entire lives, or the leftist media has flooded and bombarded them with that term and blamed them for colonization and all types of stuff. But I still use the term because, well, terms should not trigger you. You're not supposed to be a snowflake because of words. So we can't get caught up in that. Okay. Words are words, and it is what it is. We have to be functioning, thinking individuals. Start off with the end of RICO law? No, Rudy, no. See, you're going to get me ranting, Rudy. Rudy. So, see, you acting like a red white, Rudy. Y'all keep getting distracted. There's not an intellectual bone in AOC's body, so why would we entertain anything she says? It's inconsequential. It does not matter. The greatest thing about AOC is her looks. Outside of that, she offers us nothing to sink our teeth into. I saw the red whites talking about the RICO, and she said RICO is not. Who cares what AOC says? She doesn't have two functioning brain cells in her body. I don't listen to AOC. When AOC comes across my timeline and she's looking absolutely amazing, do you know what I do? I turn the video on and I hit mute. Or sometimes I listen to it because I just love her squeaky voice. But I don't pay attention to the words she says. There's nothing intellectual that can be found in anybody near AOC. So why would we make that news? Why would we bring that to the Griff Report, where we talk about intellectual matters? You're not going to sit up here and argue over something stupid on whether RICO is a crime or not. Ain't nobody got time for that. Come on, Rudy. You could take the red white out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the red white.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
You can take a red white out the Republican, but you can't take the Republican out of the red white. She is the grift. Yeah, I'm trying to grift that. Anyway, let's go back. I hate you, Rudy, for making me do that. I hate you. You asked ChatGPT, is RICO a crime? What did it say? ChatGPT said yes. This is what's wrong with y'all. The fact that y'all had to go ask, I saw that shit on my timeline and I scrolled right past it. I'm like, y'all really be listening to AOC? You can take the white out the red, but you can't take the red out the white.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Anyway, coming back to what I was trying to say. Greatest tool of colonization is social media. And you guys are going to get a lot of these profound thoughts because as I'm working my way back through Tragedy and Hope for the second time, I wish it was my third or fourth time. As I'm working my way through, it's just creating these profound thoughts. And so the way this stems from the way civilization spreads, right? To peripheral nations, and this is called let's bring this on the screen. Let's type in all Oh, there's actually a company with an organization with that name. Hold on. Hold on a second. Let me Okay, here we go. So this study is called diffusion. And obviously diffusion can also be a scientific term, or is a scientific term, specifically in physics. But this is a term also used in social sciences. And this definition applies the same here. So diffusion is the net movement of anything, generally from a region of higher concentration to a region of lower concentration. That's what diffusion is, right? So, for example, in the case of Western Civ, the region of high concentration, mostly of whites or Europeans or the Yamnaya tribe or the Corded Ware tribe, their higher concentration is obviously going to be located in Europe. And there's a process of diffusion which moves them to other regions of lower concentration. And again, during this diffusionary process, you're going to start to have mixed groups of people in those peripheral nations. Okay. And Tragedy and Hope is the name of my dating podcast.
Oh, this is a real hotel, brother.
Oh, that's a good one. So you'll have the process of diffusion to peripheral nations. Now, here's the thing. There are different ways to bring about diffusion, okay? One of them is physical diffusion, and that's where you you spread based upon geographical location, right? You increase the size of the geography of your civilization, right? Okay, good. So we have physical diffusion. Then you have ideological diffusion, and that's the spread of your ideology, your culture, your religion, et cetera, et cetera, right? And the more diffusion that takes place, the more colonization takes place. Let's go back now. Now that we've laid the foundation for this concept, this idea, this tweet. So I said the greatest tool of colonization is social media. Now, I could also tweet and say the greatest tool of diffusion, now that would have went over everybody's head, is social media. Okay. And what did Matt say? Second law of thermodynamics proves diffusion. The universe's entropy only ever increases and stays the same. Interesting. Dope. Good stuff. So what happens is you have the nexus of the Western Civ comes out of somewhere, right? Let's say it comes out of Oxford, MI6, Mossad, Charlie Indigo Alpha, FIBA, Pentagon. But there is going to be some ideological diffusion that comes out of these entities I just named. Okay? Ideological diffusion that comes out of the three-letter agencies. And hold on. Hopefully I did not remove this. I want to show this to you because this is quite pertinent. Where is this? Hold on. Nope. Here we go. Ah, it moved. Here we go. All right, let's put this on your screen. So, this shouldn't be new because you guys are Hoteps. This should not be new news to you. Disclosed TV says, new. Charlie Indigo Alpha agents reportedly made fake social media accounts to spread rumors about the Chinese government, according to The Verge. Now, I don't need to pull up the document there and websites and all that. We're Hoteps. We know what happens, right? Okay. So it's published. You see it there. Everybody knows this is real. There is an ideological diffusion that takes place beginning at places like Charlie Indigo Alpha. Langley, coming straight out of Langley, glowing. many of the accounts you see online are glowing. Your favorite influencers outside of the Hoteps are glowing. They are glowing in the dark. Okay. Let's come back. Hold on. I like to keep things in focus so I don't lose my train of thought. Hold on. Okay, here we go. I want to keep everything focused. So, in the modern world, some people might consider colonization to be a thing done with weapons like guns, bombs, F-16s like those bought by Argentina recently from the United States, Washington, from D.C. Malay just purchased some F-16 jets. Some people would think of that as colonization. However, MASA has gotten sophisticated. Even the institution of slavery has gotten sophisticated. If we were to go back to the beginnings of slavery, you have many stories that are actually more like anomalies than the truth, the majority, or the commonplace of slave masters being absolutely abhorrent or cruel to their slaves, right? And then you have an evolution where they say you're actually supposed to treat your slaves like family. You get better work out of them. So this concept of all slave masters were rude to their slaves is just, it's actually a farce and is actually going to be counterproductive to your farming efforts. Okay. This is just basic human psychology. You catch more bees with honey. Okay. So later on, this institution of slavery evolves and what they do is they release the body and then trap the mind.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
They release the body and then trap the mind. Thaddeus Russell, again, talks about this, how the Puritans head into the South with their, I'll use the term missionaries. They go into the South and they are determined to educate the Negro. Maybe there's something on this I can pull up really fast. Let's see. If I can't find it really fast, I'll keep going. Puritans, educate Negro. Here we go. Here's a paper. I have to set this screen up anyway. Says, historians have assumed that 17th century Massachusetts was no different from other American colonies in its treatment of Negroes. It has been easy to overlook a colony where as late as 1715, there were only 2,000 Negroes in a population of 96,000, and where whites seemed to hold racial views similar to those of other settlers. But an analysis of Negro life in Puritan Commonwealth reveals the inaccuracy of this view. Most authorities agree that Negroes first came to Massachusetts in, and then we can't see the next page of that. Here we go. There's another one here from J. Astor. I had to actually purchase, when I was doing research for my book, I had to purchase a couple of documents from here or membership, I can't remember. So here is the Puritan ethic in black education. And it says right here, James M. McPherson has told the story of missionary education in masterly fashion. Since professional reviewers routinely emphasize substance and research methods and rarely evaluate a work in terms of its interest to intelligent readers who are not professional specialists, based on industrious research, the abolition, most of his essay will focus on the ways in which, before the guns of the Civil War had been stilled, the Protestant missionary societies had begun the heroic task of educating the freedmen. That's the line I was looking for. Okay, behind the mists of ruin and rapine wave, the calico dresses of women who dared, and after the hoarse mouthings of the field guns rang the rhythm of the alphabet, W.E.B. Du Bois recalled, bereaved now of a father, now of a brother, now of more than these. The Yankee teachers sought a life of work in planting the New England schoolhouses among the white and black of the South. Booker T. Washington predicted that the part that the Yankee teacher played in the education of the Negroes immediately after war would make one of the most thrilling parts of the history of this country. And here we have Hotep Jesus now talking about this momentous time in history. Okay. So the Protestant missionaries, so I did use the right word, missionaries, the Protestant Puritan missionaries headed to the South to educate the Negro. What you do is you free his body. Here's, what's this? I was hoping we had some images here, but we don't have the images I'm looking for. What is this? Anyway, so let's bring it back into focus. So following the release of the body, you now have the entrapment of the mind, the enslavement of the mind. And then we fast forward and we get women's suffrage, and women are so-called freed, and then they're educated, and then they join the workforce. And then when 1913 happens, and we get the, well, you guys all know what happened in 1913, which made us all slaves to the federal government, basically a form of extortion, or is literally extortion, thanks to 1913. And that was more of a intellectual enslavement or entrapment of the body. Today, what we have is a colonization of the mind that is now colonizing all. Now, the big mistake, misstep from Red Whites is they see colonization, and in colonization, they see the perpetuator as white and the victim as black, when truthfully, this is like white on white crime.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
You have two different populations. You got the red whites and the blue whites, who are both victims of colonization. Their minds have been completely and totally destroyed and decimated to the point where they no longer think. They can't think outside the box. They're stuck in the box. They don't even know they're in a box, so they can't step outside the box to see the box, to assess the box. They've been colonized not only mentally, politically, religiously, but also culturally. The concept of American culture, which does not exist. The concept of American culture, which does not exist. Now, how are these things carried out? Well, the example Kara Quigley uses is how fast Christianity spread and other ideologies spread with the creation of the cable and the telegraph. And then later on, of course, the telephone, right? So he talks about how these things sped up. And he doesn't use the term colonization. He uses the term diffusion, sped up the diffusion of Western civ around the world. So if said telegraph and cable, the ancient technology, which is still used today, telephone, is a form of diffusion, what do you think social media is? Social media is diffusion of the past 100x. 100x. Noel says colonization, forming a colony, a hive mind. That's correct. That's correct. That's correct. So that was my thought this morning. I don't want to spend any more time. I just wanted to sort of explain this tweet and just give you guys fair warning and help you guys not be triggered by, you know, some new viewers here that might be watching. And I don't want you to be triggered by these words. That's what the left wants. They want you to be controlled by words and triggered by words. And we're going to get into that in a little bit. going to get into that a little bit now. Hold on. Let's reach my long arms deep inside the bag. Pause just in case. What did I see where... All right, you might as well just go here. Let's just cover this really fast. You know, we always got to educate our people in these treacherous, tumultuous times. And wokeness says, holy shit, Google just quietly changed its search results for bloodbath definition. Okay. So let's go ahead and see. Let's do it ourselves. Let's type in bloodbath. I have not done this. So I don't know. Let's go to all. Okay. So search results are definitely subjective, first of all, right? They're definitely subjective. Depends on your device, location, activity. And when I go and look, the first definition I get is Merriam-Webster's dictionary. Okay. Now, let me see something. Okay, so here we have the drop-down helpful menu on Google, and this one has dictionaries.com's definition, right? Let's go back. So, and wokeness, you know, desperately looking for something to cry about, says that on March 17th, he got the dictionary.com definition, and then on March 21st, he got the Google definition. Now, what I responded with was, it's algorithmic. All the sheep rush to search the definition of bloodbath, so they prioritize their own result in the SERP. So, what does that even mean, Hotep Jesus? Well, let's type in a different word. Let's type in magnanimous. Right? For example, we type in magnanimous, and as you can see here, we get the Google dictionary. So Google has what you would call a user-friendly version to help you find definitions, right? Actually, so let's make this easier, because what did Endwokeness use in their exact search? Okay, use bloodbath definition. Okay, so let's see. Let's type in bloodbath definition. Okay, so bloodbath definition, as you can see here, when you type in definition, they default to their own SERP, right? And this is supposed to be a user-friendly thing. This is something they do that makes it user-friendly so you can find the word, you get the
bloodbath
audio and all of that good stuff. Now, what happens is a lot of this stuff is algorithmic, so Google doesn't know what words to bump up, but when you have millions of people who are triggered by mainstream media, I don't know why we even still pay attention to it. Mainstream media said Trump took the word bloodbath out of context. Why do you fucking care? They're irrelevant. They're fake news. Nobody listens to them anymore. Nobody clicks on that shit. But you, red whites, you're the only one clicking on that shit. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't know about it. So Google, because of all of the red whites, run and go, oh, look, bloodbath, bloodbath, blood. So Google goes, oh, the algorithm goes, oh, we should prioritize our definition over the search results because they try to create a user-friendly experience. Now let's take a look. Let's take a look at what he's actually crying about. Right? So... And wokeness says the definition went from a ruthless slaughter of a great number of people. And now it says an event or situation which many people are killed in a violent manner. I like the new definition better. I think the new definition is actually more professional. A ruthless slaughter of a great number of people. A massacre, bloodbath. It's also a viable definition. It's also a viable definition. It just sounds very journalistic. a ruthless slaughter. It works. It's not wrong. It just sounds like MSNBC wrote the definition. Whereas the Google definition sounds like something that an intellectual would define, right? A bloodbath, an event or situation in which many people are killed in a violent manner. That to me is the definition I would use to explain to a child, right? When you start using words like ruthless, you're dealing in, it's almost like you're trying to convince or sell. It looks like persuasion as opposed to a definition. And this is why I always advise people, do not use dictionary.com. Do not use dictionary.com. Let's see what Webster. Webster is actually better. And let's see what Webster's definition is of bloodbath. And let's see if they're more professional. So they are a lot more professional than that dictionary one. One, a great slaughter. I think that's a professional use of verbiage. Two, a notably fierce, violent, or destructive contest or struggle. B, a major economic disaster. That sounds more intellectual. It sounds more Oxford to me. So, again, woke right. Just, it must be a slow news day because they're just reaching at straws. Let's go to the next story. Finally, we come to Kyle Rittenhouse. Actually, no, before that, we got to go back to colonization. I want to link this Jeff Charles tweet into the colonization conversation. So Charlie Kirk basically said, let's see, let's bring it up, Charlie Kirk, and then we'll get into Kyle Rittenhouse. I want to play the video so you guys can hear the absurdity from Charlie Kirk himself. And then you'll start to see how social media colonization is taking place by their witting or unwitting agents.
So to answer your question, no. If you vote Democrat as a Christian, I think you can no longer call yourself.
What's
a
wrong
Christian
with the volume?
You have to call yourself something else. I do not think you could be a. You have to call yourself something else. I do not.
Anyway, the volume's not working. So he says here, top Trump ally Charlie Kirk. If you vote Democrat as a Christian, I think you can no longer call yourself a Christian, right? So this comes back to my tweet before where I was talking about social media is one of the greatest forms of colonization. And I told you that diffusion also happens at the religious level. Now you have religious diffusion and you have political diffusion. And in order to be really, really good at this diffusion process, you need confusion. So what he wants to do is he wants to confuse religion with politics. Religious ideology with political ideology, which is a huge mistake. Huge, huge mistake. Right? But he knows this. He knows this is a mistake because he plays Saul Alinsky rules. And we'll get into that in just a moment. He's a radical, right? According to Saul Alinsky. Okay. So let's dive into the Kyle Rittenhouse story and then tie all of this into each other. Let's pull this up. No, let's enjoy some protester activity first. We got the Summer of Love has returned, which I think is being provoked by the woke right. I saw something that said, I think of Michael J. White. Yeah, it was Michael J. White. Michael J. White. He said they don't allow police officers. They don't allow you to be a police officer if you have too high of an IQ. I always wonder why police officers seem so fucking dumb. Apparently, you can't be too smart if you're a police officer. And now I understand why I'm not a police officer. Because if I was a police officer, you wouldn't see this crowd right here. You definitely would not. Because I'm going to pull out my bat, hit somebody over the head real quick, and then the crowd going to scatter. I'm Mason. I'm not talking. You get one chat from me. Hey, stop. And then I'm pulling anything out. I'm pulling anything out. I'm starting off with the mace. We bear spraying the whole crowd. I don't give a shit. Back the fuck up. I'm a police officer. If that don't work, I'm pulling out the bat. And if that don't work, I'm pulling out the gat. But these are college students, and you're not allowed to do that, I guess. See all this talking? I ain't doing all this talking. See this heavy police officer right here? I ain't doing no talking. I'm just standing there, daring you to touch me so I can put my foot in your ass.
No justice. No peace.
Here we got a bunch of students. It was like many of them are black. Now, this school is University of Memphis. It's almost even. It's almost even as far as population of black and white students. So you're going to have a good amount. It's not a primarily white institution. It's not a PWI.
No justice. No peace.
This is basically what you call student grifters, probably mobilized by women, or more than likely mobilized by women. Maybe white women, black women, maybe young black women, older black women. But it's definitely mobilized by women. This is feminine energy. You can just tell this is feminine energy. Men don't act like this. We just take action.
No justice! No justice!
The other thing is it's cosplay, right? So many of these people, they feel like they want to relive, revolution and the civil rights movement and all of this shit, okay? That's what they want. They want to relive and feel like they did something during their, I stood up for my rights and all that bullshit. If you stood up for your rights, first of all, you'd be in class, you'd be studying, you wouldn't be here bothering Kyle Rittenhouse and feeding TPUSA unwarranted energy. You just wouldn't do that, all right? I'm going to show you grifting right here. Hold on. You see this guy right here? You see this guy right here in the red hoodie, this burgundy hoodie? I want to show you grifting. Watch this. This is excellent grifting right here. You see that? I want you to see him look in the camera and then begin his performance. He's going to look in the camera and then begin his performance. Right? Somewhere right around here. Here we go. You see it? Right here. Why is he in Memphis? I'm going to get to that. I'm going to tell you why they took him down to Memphis. We're going to get into that. He looks right into the camera. Now watch this. He's saying hit us as he moves to the side. Normally, if you want to taunt somebody with hit us, you stand right in front of their car. No, he's LARPing. He's cosplaying. You're standing next to the car, sir. How is he supposed to hit you? Go stand in front of the car if you want to get hit. He not really about that life. He not about that action. He acting. You know how I know none of these niggas is fucking real? They not about that life. Look right here. Look at these niggas. Look at these niggas. This is what we call cell phone revolutionaries.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Cell phone revolutionaries. Back in the day, you had to be ready for some action. Nowadays, it's lights, camera, action.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
I'm too good at this. Either that or the jokes write themselves. Bruh, everybody got a camera out? What are you recording exactly? What exactly are you recording? What could you possibly be recording? Oh, look, I got a video of Kyle Rittenhouse in a truck. What are you... So you TMZ, you paparazzi now? Paparazzi revolutionaries. What? It's for theater. It's for social media. It's a demonstration for social media. It's for clicks. It's for views. I guarantee you went to one of these guys' pages on Instagram. You're going to see them pose. They're going to have the fake black fist up like they did something last night. And all they did was shoot content. These niggas is yoga babies. They yoga thoughts. You know yoga thoughts, the chicks that do yoga and then record it. That's what they is, except they're yoga thoughts, but yoga revolutionaries. Revolutionary thoughts. Paparazzi revolutionaries. This is what they are. For what? For what? For what? You mad at Kyle Rittenhouse for what? For what? Let's get into the meat of it. Pause. First of all, let's deal with the fake news. Kyle Rittenhouse speaks out. The news says majority of students protested his arrival on the campus, forcing Kyle Rittenhouse to leave event early. As per local media, he appeared on stage for only 30 minutes. I'd love to know what link this is. Let me see if I can find a link. Hold on. Rittenhouse to leave event early. Hold on. I want to find the source of this. Looks like a bunch of sources. They're all saying it. It's like a press release went out and said, here's the official story. So we would have to find out who's the oldest of these, which I'm not about to do right now. Anyway, all right, let's come back. And he says, no one forced me to leave the stage. The event was scheduled for 30 minutes and I was on stage for 30 minutes. That's what Rittenhouse says, okay? Rittenhouse, new book, Acquitted, out now. 1.1 million followers. Let's go to what I wanted to show you. Just wanted to give you just a little bit of color for today's conversation. Then we're going to go to phone lines in a minute. Text Hotep in your name to 202-596-5631. And here's a video I ran across today. And I want to show you. So what's the lesson? Because we always have to provide people with a lesson on this channel. We don't want to just talk shit and not provide a lesson. The lesson today is called political action in action. Okay. Well, I'm just thinking now. So political action in action. That's all one word, not in action. But inaction, I-N-A-C-T-I-O-N, right? So basically political action that has actually no action, okay? That's what this is. And that's the lesson we're going to talk about today. So first, let's go to the tape.
I see your attorney for USA, Charlie Kirk, has said a lot of racist things.
Like, okay, what racist things has Charlie Kirk said?
Okay, so they bring up Charlie Kirk and the racist things Charlie Kirk has said, right? And Kyle Rittenhouse says, what racist things has he said? Okay, which was, it's a poor question. with a poor response. Poor question, poor response. It's a poor question and a poor response for the same exact reason. Kyle Rittenhouse is not Charlie Kirk. You got to save them questions for Charlie Kirk. You can't ask Kyle Rittenhouse about another man. And if I was Kyle Rittenhouse, see, Kyle Rittenhouse thought, oh, yeah, I'm going to own these guys. But Kyle Rittenhouse, he's not equipped for this. His kid's barely 21. He's far from an intellectual. I don't know if you've ever heard him speak before, but he's far from an intellectual. He's not exactly the smartest. He's probably qualified to be a cop.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
So his correct response would have said, do you have questions for me? I'm Kyle Rittenhouse. I am not Charlie Kirk. If you got questions for Charlie Kirk, you should probably ask Charlie Kirk. I've said this before in conversations where people have tried to make me defend Donald Trump. And I'm like, I don't know that nigga. I'm not defending another man. That's gay. That's gay. I'm not defending Donald Trump. He ain't paying me to defend him. What I will defend is my views and my ideologies and my opinions. That's what I will defend, but I'm not going to be sitting up here. People have tried that trick with me a bunch of times. What about this guy? I don't know. Go ask him. So that's where Kyle messed up.
We're going to have a little bit of a dialogue about what racist,
So then he invites again and says, you know, let's have some dialogue about this. What racist things has Charlie Kirk said? Now, let's just be clear. Charlie Kirk has not said anything racist. In my opinion. In my opinion. Okay? I don't think Charlie Kirk has said anything racist. He said some ignorant things that may be perceived as racist because they are based upon, you know, racist context clues, but I wouldn't exactly call them racist. I would call them ignorant. I would call them bitch made. I would call them Marxist. I would call it liberal, leftist, anything but conservative, right? The one I probably would say is Charlie Kirk has probably said some bitch made things. But I wouldn't say racist. I would say, yo, Charlie Kirk's just a bitch, right? From the things he says, the examples he gives, he's just a bitch, right? He says, listen.
Okay, I'll answer the question of racist things he said. He says we shouldn't celebrate Juneteenth.
Charlie Kirk says we shouldn't celebrate Juneteenth. How was that racist? That's called not minding your own business. But really, Charlie Kirk's just grifting. He's a grifter. He's grifting. He like, oh, what can I say to upset people? Oh, it's a new black holiday. Let's talk shit about it. Triggered. Just ignorant. It's just ignorant shit. Ignorant red, white shit. It's not racist. It's just ignorant, right? I, for one, I fucking hate the holiday Juneteenth. I think it's fucking stupid. But if motherfuckers want to celebrate, what do I lose? I lose nothing. So it doesn't make sense for me to go out of my way to go tweet, oh, we shouldn't celebrate Juneteenth. No, you can celebrate fucking St. Patrick's Day all day long. You can celebrate Cinco de Mayo. I don't give a shit. Can I benefit from it? If I can't benefit from it, then I'm going to just mind my business. So that's what Charlie Kirk suffers from, right? He suffers from excessive grifting. Okay, he's trying to trigger people, and we're gonna show you in a minute how he's a leftist, how Charlie Kirk is actually a leftist. I'm gonna show you. Watch this.
We shouldn't celebrate Martin Luther King Day.
Came after Martin Luther King. We saw that too. Again.
Working those days.
Again, just leftist. This is all leftist tactics. Okay, it's all leftist tactics.
Ketanji Brown Jackson, affirmative action.
Ketanji Brown Jackson.
He said all this nonsense about George Floyd, and he said he'd be scared if a black...
Let's stop right there, because the last thing he says is Charlie Kirk said he'd be scared of a black pilot, okay? Now, he mentions George Floyd. Kyle Rittenhouse is the white George Floyd.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Now, I know some of you might be like, but George Floyd is dead and Kyle Rittenhouse is alive. Okay. No doubt. Let's go to my tweet and I'll explain to you exactly what's happening here. I said Kyle Rittenhouse is barely legal enough to purchase alcohol, but he's being used as a political prop. He's not equipped for intellectual discourse. Let the boy grow up first, is what Hotep Jesus said. He's a political prop. They do the same thing with Raleigh Gaines. When Lake and Raleigh wakes up, they're going to do the same thing with her. They turn him into political props. They don't give a shit about these people. They don't give a shit about Kyle Rittenhouse. They give a shit because they can say, we can take Kyle Rittenhouse to further our cause. That's what this is about. Using these people as political props. He knows Kyle Rittenhouse is not equipped to have intellectual discourse. He's not equipped to speak to university level students. Let's go look at some breakdowns here from some of my followers, because they took it to the next level. Somebody said, I feel bad for the kid. He's not built or equipped for this, and his work options will be limited for the rest of his life. He'll be grifted upon until he's completely milked. Damn.
Oh, this is a real Hotep brother.
Yeah. They're going to grift the shit out of him until he's irrelevant. Then he won't be at CPAC no more. And then what then? What are you going to do then? I like this one. Decentralized. He says, because the right has so few notables and don't really build up anyone, they are stuck with a handful of personalities to grift from.
Oh, this is a real, oh, this is a real, oh, this is a real Hotep, bro.
Oh, that's so well said. That's so well said. The right has so few notables. This is a question I've been asking many of my guests. Who are the intellectuals on the right? Who are the intellectuals on the right? They don't exist. They're not there. All the intellectuals, like I said before, are libertarians. The right has no intellectuals. None. All the intellectuals that are on the right don't even claim the right. Scott Adams, people claim Scott Adams is on the right. Scott Adams claims to be a liberal. He literally says, I'm not a right-wing guy, I'm a liberal. Literally tells you he's a liberal. Can't include Scott Adams. Who else you going to go to? Who else is your intellectual? Right? So, and they said they don't build up anyone. That's another thing. It's not like, this is the problem with, it's the music industry all over again. TPUSA is the music industry all over again, right? Instead of taking someone who happens to, you know, have some potential, is intelligent, got some intriguing ideas, and building them up through the brand, no, they go and try to make stars out of athletes, out of justice victims. You know, Kyle Rittenhouse was a justice victim. Lake and Raleigh was or is an athlete. Not Lake and Raleigh, Raleigh Gaines. When was the last time Raleigh Gaines was swimming? Anyway. If I was her, I'd have been throwing pool parties. Anyway. What was I saying? I'm sorry, I got. So, so they don't build up anyone, right? They just take these upstarts, well, not even, they're not even upstarts, they're already like famous. The media's already made them famous, and then they grift off of them. That's the same thing that the record industry does. The record industry doesn't develop artists anymore. Remember when the record industry developed artists? They don't develop artists anymore. You have to be popping, and then they come and they sign you. So it's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? They don't build nothing up. Fresh Mike says, I feel bad for Kyle. He's being used in a way that Dems have used folks for years. This is a perfect example of the woke right.
Oh, this is a real Hotep brother.
Exactly. They're just leftists. This is the woke right. So this guy said, you should invite him on your podcast. And I said, and talk about what? He's a child. Like, see, that's why I'm different from y'all. Like, this is why I suck too at this job, because people would be like, oh, let's book Kyle Rittenhouse because he's popular and you get a lot of clicks, Hotep Jesus. And I'm like, There's nothing I want to talk to Kyle Rittenhouse about. Does he watch Dragon Ball Z? We can argue about, you know, who's better, Goku or Vegeta. But, like, what am I going to talk to a 21-year-old kid about? He's a child. He's the same age as my daughter. Like, what are we doing right now? Olivia said, he's older than I was the first time you had me on the pod. Here's a response to her. And that was a huge mistake. Got him. Shout out to Liv and Patriot J. But Liv got more common sense at her big age, at her little age than Kyle. Kyle's like straight up moron, yo. I'm telling you, he's a straight up moron. Kyle, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you a moron, but you're not that smart, bro. I can tell when somebody's smart. The kid not that smart. He's smart enough to be a cop. I'm going to use that. I'm going to wear that one down. Pretty sure he's the same age as Greta. He shouldn't be propped up like he was. The right should push people who actually have lived as an adult for a decade or more. They using the Riley Gaines maneuver on the kid. You see that? You see that? Leave these kids alone. Leave these kids alone. All right. So how is Charlie Kirk a leftist? In order to do that, we got to check out the leftist playbook. Many of you already know this. If you don't, go get a copy, read it. It's not that long of a read. It's called Rules for Radical by Saul Alinsky. And I'm going to just read a paragraph to you here before we go to the phone lines. You want to get on the phone lines, text HOTEP your name to 202-596-5631. Text HOTEP your name to 202-596-5631. And here we have what they talk about using symbology. And yesterday we talked about symbology, and I'm not going to get back into that, although I could have used this. And let's just read here. It says Alinsky would find an external antagonist to turn into a common enemy. So some people have asked in the chat, and they said, why would you hold this event at that university? University of Memphis? Why would you hold that there? Come on, people. You know why they chose that spot. You know why they chose Kyle Rittenhouse? You think they didn't know there'd be pushback? Think they didn't know that? They like to go to the most liberal universities. Go to Berkeley. They go to the most liberal universities to have these talks. Why? Because they need the pushback, because the pushback comes with stories, media stories. It comes with headlines. Hotep Dutch said it's grifting season. Exactly. So they need that common enemy for the community within which he was operating. Often this would be a local politician or agency that had some involvement with activity concerning the community. Okay. So it says right here, Saul Alinsky would use a local politician or agency that had some involvement with activity concerning the community. That's Kyle Rittenhouse. He's that person that had some involvement or activity concerning the community, the red-white community. So it says here, once the enemy was established, the woke left, the community would come together in opposition of it. They need that enemy. This management of conflict, this is the important part here, because they need the conflict. This management of conflict heightened awareness within the community as to the similarities its members shared, as well as what differentiated them from those outside of the organization. So this is that in-group versus out-group. And then I highlighted here, I said, the use of conflict also allowed for the goal of the group to be clearly defined. With an established external antagonist, the community's goal would be to defeat that enemy. Now watch this. Last paragraph. Lastly, the main theme throughout Rules for Radicals and Alinsky's work was empowerment of the poor. Alinsky used symbol construction and nonviolent conflict to create a structured organization. And isn't that what this is? Nonviolent resistance. You always see the conservatives, you know, they're being attacked, right? So they're like the new nonviolent. This is leftist tactics. They're the new nonviolent revolution, nonviolent. This is MLK. He said, don't celebrate MLKs using MLK's tactics where I'm being attacked. Look, look at the guys attacking my vehicle. Look at the college protesters. And we didn't fight back. Teaching bitch assness. Okay. So that's that nonviolent conflict. Right. It's straight out of Solinsky. He's using leftist tactics. Now, you can argue whether that's a good strategy or not, but I'll leave that up to you. To create a structured organization with a clearly defined goal that could take direction against a common enemy. At this point, watch this, Alinsky would withdraw from the organization to allow their progress to be powered by the community itself. This empowered the organizations to create change. So there's also going to be a removal, an exit. And that's when we're going to find people like Kyle Rittenhouse. Falls into irrelevancy. We don't know about him anymore. And it's on to the next community to leech onto. These are all, these are leftist tactics being practiced. They know that. Oh, excuse me. Oh, excuse me. A little bit of gas. We are at 14, we'll call it 15 bucks. Our goal is 28 bucks today for this stream. Shout out to the people that helped us, helping us reach our goal of 28 bucks. I went light on the goal today because tonight is our 300th episode of Hotep's Been Told You. That's going to be lit. So make sure y'all here for the 300th episode. We got the Black Twitter report in there and it's, looking very juicy, very spicy, very juicy. Some of the topics I'm not discussing in this stream because I'm going to save them for later on. All right, we're going to go to phone lines, but first, let's put this on your screen. If you want to get on phone lines, text HOTEP your name to 202-596-5631. Text HOTEP your name to 202-596-5631. China. China has published a CBDC handbook for tourists and visitors. It's called Explore the Splendors of China with ECNY Service Guide for Visitors in China. Why would I show this to you? What was the point in sharing this, right? We always got to know the reason behind doing things. Why is this pertinent? And I've become more selective in what I share in regards to CBDC because not everything is relevant, and it could just be fear mongering at a certain point. And that's not what I want. I want education at all times. So obviously it starts here. You can download the ECNY app from Apple's from the App Store or Google Play. Okay. And the name of the app is ECNY. And that is the name of the Chinese CBDC. Okay. So you can see that CBDC is going to be able to operate directly from an app on your phone. So this is why I said there will be no issues for people learning how to use a CBDC. There will be no hurdle at all. So now there's the registration part. And basically, you know, you can, it says right here, choose any authorized operator that supports international service below to open your ECNY wallet. So you'll select one of these international PSPs. Okay. And you can register. It says you can register with over 200 from over 210 countries and regions. And then you scan a QR code to pay at the merchants, blah, 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 blah. Here's the traveler wallet. So the traveler wallet is interesting because it says here it has a top up button and you can use a bank card to top up the wallet. So you can say, you know, you take your debit card and say, hey, you know, move $500 USD to ECNY, and it'll atomically swap that, so to speak. Really, all it's doing is it's just taking USD. It's just taking your USD, and it's just an exchange. It's just currency exchange. It's not even an atomic swap. And then it says here, flip to the back side of the wallet and tap deposit button to deposit any unused funds back to your bank account. So that's pretty cool where, you know, you're a visitor, you're a tourist, and you have ECNY, but you're going back home. You don't know when you're going to be back in China. You can convert that right back into USD, any unused funds. Okay. So that is on my timeline here. They also show it's compatible with the Apple Watch, SIM cards, Scan to Pay. So why? Why am I showing you this? Well, again, when we look at China, we're looking at the future. When you look at Japan, technology, sometimes we're looking at the future. So if you want to know what the CBDC may or may not look like in your region, all you got to do is go look at this and you can start to see, okay, here's how it's going to be used and, you know, whatever, whatever, right? I would say the first thing you got to look out for is the merchants. Check out the merchants and see what the merchants are saying. If the merchants are starting to put QR codes out, you know, for CBDC and stuff, you know, it's one thing. Also, remember that the pandemic taught people how to use QR codes. I remember we were using QR codes back in like 2008, I want to say. We were putting QR codes on flyers and people were like, what is this? And you needed a separate app to open up the QR code. People just didn't get it. And I remember Demick showed it to me and I thought it was cool. And he said, this is going to be the future. And Demick was right. It was the future. And here we are. But it was the pandemic that actually taught people, because when you went to a restaurant, there was no menus. You got to use the QR codes. Now you're going to use the QR code. So it's like the pandemic prepped people for CBDC. But then you can also make the argument that, well, they're using QR codes for transactions with crypto. So all of those arguments are definitely plausible. China making CBDC super convenient. Yeah. Yeah. That's right, Jabari. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Text Hotep, your name, 202-596-5631. I got Goldstein waiting. I know he's going to have a crazy take on all of this Charlie Kirk stuff. So we'll be right back after this short, brief commercial message.